I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Rival Sudanese tribe members came together in a rare time of unity during a Global Advance Frontline Shepherds Conference. With Sudan splitting today, the church wants to draw closer together. Jonathan Shibley says nobody wants evangelism to take a back seat to political drama.
Over 30 have committed to plant new churches among some of the most unreached villages, and even still have a heart to reach the north.
The church may be hurting after all the struggles they've been through in the last decade, but just like Esther, they are called for such a time as this.
God has strategically placed them in their part of the world to be catalysts for the fulfilling of the Great Commission.
Next, for 50 years, Farms International has been serving the Christian community worldwide. Farms' Joe Richter says their core mission is to provide loans to Christians in need to help establish small businesses, which then ultimately help the local church.
We believe that a strong church is also an evangelizing church. A strong Christian church in a community can become the center for development.
As each recipient repays the interest-free loan, they agree to tithe to their local church, which is healthy for the church. The extra funds frees the church to reach out more. Farms operates 22 loan projects in 11 countries, and they want to expand, but they need your investment to help. And in a community struggling with poverty and drugs, a new church plant is being celebrated. Grace Ministries International has had missionaries Dan and Mary Sue Reed down in southern Bolivia since 2006. After 5 years of ministering God's love to the overwhelmingly Catholic community, they finally inaugurated the Abundant Life Church and its staff. Please pray that this church would continue to grow as they preach God's word to the community. You can call our resource line for more details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.